If you're listening to this right now, odds are every restaurant in the area, from fancy steakhouses to less fancy waffle houses, are likely booked up. But even still, more and more couples have opted out of the usual dinner date formula and are trying different experiences on Valentine's Day. One of the most popular? Pottery classes. At Hallowed Earth Pottery in Greenville, owner Mark Batori says couples come in almost daily, on first dates and anniversaries alike. The main reason? It's just something different.
The experience, you know, definitely I think people are gearing more towards wanting to venture out, find things that they would enjoy, new hobbies potentially, or just the ability to say, like, hey, you know, I tried that one time and I really enjoyed it, or I really sucked, or I was amazing, whatever. But they were able to say, this is something I was able to do. At the end of class, what they make, they actually get to keep. So we'll finish up the pieces, contact them about 2 weeks later. They come back and pick up their finished piece of pottery, and they get to keep what they make.
And Batori says classes like this are a good chance to get to know your date in a more intimate and practical way.
So they come in, I'll teach them. They make pieces on their own after that, and then everybody's happy. But overall, everybody's hands are different, so everybody's skill level is going to be different.
Plus, he says, it's pottery class, which has had romantic undertones ever since Patrick Swayze sidled up behind Demi Moore at the pottery wheel in the movie Ghost. And by the way, Batori isn't offended by references to that movie. He gets them all the time.
All the time. I just tell people, I charge extra for that experience. So if you want me to take my shirt off, I'll be your Patrick Swayze.
To book your own pottery date, check out Hallowed Earth Pottery on Facebook or stop by their location in person at Hampton Station. And for all the 106.3 WORD cover stories, head over to our website, 106.3WORD.com. I'm Evan Smith, 106.3WORD.com News.